Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, baltimoresun.com. He is Mike Preston. Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right, man. I used to be my boy, J.B.
James Brown. So I think what the first 20 years of hip hop, everybody sampled his stuff.
Yeah.
Until he said, enough of this, I'm getting paid. And the man got paid. Ravens with wide receiver situation. We were talking about James Prochet and how this could be an opportunity for him to rise up. As far as what you've seen so far, has he seized that moment, that opportunity?
He deserves the opportunity. He's earned that. I mean, the thing when you watch this guy, it's not that he's overly fast. He's not super big. But when he goes into a break and he comes out of a break, he gets separation. He has that acceleration where he can get that one or two steps. And it's not just on these second and third team cornerbacks. I mean, he's done this to Humphrey and Peters. And of all the receivers in training camp, he's been the best. Sammy Watkins is right behind him, but Prochet's right there. So he deserves an opportunity to play somewhere. They got to get him on the field.
Wow. Interesting. What about the play? I know it was against who knows what in the first preseason game. Queen, our new number six. How do you think he looked? And, you know, is this going to be his year to step up and actually learn that position?
Stop thinking so much. Stop worrying us so much and just playing. You know, I think during the offseason, the emphasis was on, hey, you need to learn how to cover. I mean, because teams are starting to pick on him a little bit. And he did that. He's adjusted. He's studying a little bit more. And you just see that speed. I mean, on that screen pass when he just kind of swallowed that thing up. And then one time he got a sack where he's getting blocked. And then he got off the block and he just closed on the quarterback really quick. That's where you want to get to the point is, can you get there without thinking about it, where it's just a reaction? But to me, still, when you play a team like the Titans and they're going to load up and they're going to run right at you, can you get off the blocks? That's still what I need to see from him.
Hey, Mike, I want to get your take on the offensive line, and please don't pull any punches. I don't expect you to, but what did you see from them, you know, preseason game one, or what are your expectations as they go into the regular season?
I saw the same thing I've seen from them in training camp. They're terrible. They are terrible. And you knew that going in. And McSorley played like they were bad. That guy was afraid to get hit. And I know he came out, he had the back injury, but when I'm watching this game and I tweeted this, that he's playing like he's afraid. And if I was playing with that offensive line, I would have been afraid too, because they're not very good. They're missing three starters. The guys are in and out, and they're starting to get them back. Stanley was out there yesterday, participated in some team drills, not just individual drills, but team drills. Zeitler was back out there at guard, so that's two. And then, they're still missing Bozeman at center. And in football, the offensive line is the position where it requires the most rhythm. You have to be in sync, and they aren't right now. And they're paying for it. It's going to take a while. This is not going to happen before the first game. This is going to take three or four games into the season before they start getting the rhythm, as long as they're healthy and they get those guys back out there.
Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. I'm going to stick with the offensive line, Mike. So you said you believe that maybe with Lamar back there and more reps that they can get better, or is this going to be a problem throughout the 2021 season?
Well, it's going to be a problem early in the 21 season. It just is, because it takes time. You know, people think that if you go out and you play together on Sunday, you get better. You really don't get better, man. You get better in practice. You got to have guys in practice, because that's how you get your timing down. And you're missing two or three receivers. Lamar missed the first 10 days. It's out of whack. It's out of kilter. And Lamar will make the offensive line better, because he knows how to run around and improvise and make plays. But you got to get him out there, because the right tackle has to know what the right guard's doing. The right guard has to know when we're doing the combo blocks, when I'm pulling, when I'm not pulling. It's a communication. And if you don't practice together, the communication is not there. Their timing is off.
What about the defensive backfield? We probably have arguably one of the best secondaries in the NFL. What do you think of the play of Geno Stone?
You know, he's a guy whose name just keeps coming up. You know, and their secondary is loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some really good players back there, but this guy just makes plays. And even when they aren't great plays, like that interception the other day, he's still there. He's always around the football. I like him. I like their safeties. Of course, their corners are very good, even though my only problem with this team is their speed in the secondary. And Kansas City exposed that, and they have exposed it for two or three years. They brought in the guy, Brandon Stevens. They running back who became a cornerback who became a safety. They put him in on a dime situation pretty quickly in that game. So he's in the plans.
Do we?
And he can blitz. Well, he can bring it off the corner anywhere on the field. I still like to find a guy who can play in that deep third who can take away the long ball safety.
Mike, still real early, but do we know enough about this pass rush? You think we'll figure out what they're going to be at some point during the season?
You know, you'll find out about it a little bit when they scrimmage Carolina, because there's some potential and promise there when you watch them play against the Ravens. I mean, against the Ravens in practice. But that offensive line is not very good right now. But now when you start stepping out and you get Carolina for two or three days in a row and then you get them in a preseason game, okay, let's see what you got. Then you get Houston out there on a consistent basis, see what he has left in the tank. Still question mark. 08 had a decent game, but I watched him against Ronnie Stanley. Had one rep yesterday, which is a classic, because everybody wanted to see this guy go against Stanley. And Stanley just put the paw on him. You know, with that lockout, one hand, ride him out, get out, son. Learn some moves before you come over here. And that's the key for him. He has to learn how to engage, get off blocks, counter moves. He doesn't know that. He's just a speed guy. But we'll find out. They got the guys inside. They can collapse the pocket a little bit, but they don't have the guys on the outside. That's the big question. And it will be that way a couple games into the season as well. You know, usually about game three, game four is when you really start finding out about your football team. The first two, everybody's kind of fishing around, new things, different looks. But games three and four, you start seeing what you're going to be like, what your team is really like for the football season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.